Hey gang, welcome to another episode of Sprinkles with a Z at the end. Your new favorite podcast, helping you find your new favorite show and or podcast. Today we have the movie Phoenix, the podcast Missing Richard Simmons, and as always, we have a tasty. So to start off with, I want to highly recommend this first film, and it is a German film, and it is entitled Phoenix. It's not The Phoenix, it's just Phoenix. It came out in 2014, and you can watch it on Netflix. This is a very unique film, and it's one of those shows or programs that I really don't want to tell you a whole lot about beyond what you learn very early on in the film. It's somewhat of a mystery. I don't want to mislead you into thinking it is a mystery, but there's definitely mysterious elements in it. And it is heavy. This is not going to be your feel-good movie of the summer. This is a drama, and it is set in Germany just after the Second World War. And so, therefore, you know it's already going to be a heavy film. But let me just say, this is not your typical, you know, World War II film. We've all seen enough, you know, of certain type of, you know, World War II films, or we feel sometimes we have, you know, about soldiers and the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But this starts off with a woman who survives, you know, Nazi Germany, and she is disfigured, her face is disfigured, and so she has to have plastic surgery. And then she goes in search of what you presume to be her family, and then it kind of takes off from there, with her interacting with these people. And it's really a film about people's motivations, especially in light of conflict, war, trauma, and it's about like relationships and how they can change, and how we perceive people, and how that can change. And it's really definitely a very intelligent film. It's a film that I was so surprised that I had never heard of before, because it was just that amazing. And I only discovered it by accident, going through, you know, through Netflix and scrolling through films that, you know, that I might like. And this is definitely a film that I totally enjoyed. Again, it's heavy, but when you're up for something like intellectually stimulating, this is your film. Yes, there are subtitles. Yes, you have to deal with it. I don't want to hear anything about it. Watch this film and thank me later. Okay, so next up, we're going to switch gears a little bit to a podcast, and it's called Missing Richard Simmons, and it's by Dan Taberski. And first of all, I have to say, I'm sure Richard Simmons needs no introductions. He is an American icon, a beloved figure for the past several decades. I do have a special connection to Richard Simmons. I've always adored him. In the 80s, I love two things. I love food, surprise, and TV, surprise. In the 80s, that was when they started creating, or at least that's when they became popular, was infomercials. And Richard Simmons had several. He had like Dancing to the Oldies, Sweating to the Oldies. And he also had the Dial-A-Meal program. And for some reason, I was enthralled with the Dial-A-Meal program. It was like, I think that's what it was called. If it's, it would like help you figure out what to eat, and it had like this little system, like cardboard system. And I was completely enthralled. And part of the reason I was enthralled was because Richard Simmons himself, such a loving, caring individual. Like, you can't fake that. Now, I do, you know, he was always kind of manic and hyper and, you know, just exuberant with energy. And after listening to this podcast, of course, you realize, you know, you can only be that way for so often, you know, and then in your personal life, there's got to be some downtime to that. And unfortunately, it sounds like there is definitely like the opposite spectrum of the manic, which would be depression and feelings and stuff like that. So bless his heart. Anyway, so he has helped like thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people with weight issues and health issues. And he's just inspired so many people. Like, he was always just truly and unabashedly and unashamedly himself. And for like a young kid who didn't fit in, that was something that I was always really appreciative to and, you know, attracted to. Like, I was just always, you know, amazed that someone could be just themselves and be proud of that. And I always loved when he was on like David Letterman or Jay Leno, and he'd come out with his like, you know, tank top and shorts, and it'd be like the American flag with like some sequins on it. And, you know, then they would kind of rib him about his hair or his outfit, and, you know, he would kind of yell and scream. And it was just, he's just such an adorable character, and just a loving human being. And so this podcast was created by Dan Taberski because a couple of years ago, Richard Simmons just stopped doing Richard Simmons stuff. Like, he owns this little gym in L.A., that he's been running for decades and decades, called Slimmins, which is adorable. Slimmins, hello. And he just stopped doing it. Like, one day people came in and there was a sign that he was out because of his knee or a surgery or something like that. And then there just kept being that sign. And then he just never came back. And not only that, but he stopped like appearing on, you know, on shows. And apparently, according to the podcast, he even stopped, like, when tour buses came by, he used to, like, jump out of his mansion, run up to the tour bus, take pictures with all the people on the bus. Like, that's just the type of person he is. And he stopped doing that. He stopped responding to emails and phone calls from his friends. So people were legitimately worried and are legitimately worried. So that's what this podcast is about. And it is, it's kind of a cross between, in my mind, like, a old detective story plus, like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? That show from like the 1990s, the kids show. So, I mean, there's a levity to it, but then there's also some very serious moments where people are really concerned about him. And I love Richard Simmons. And so I want to know what happens to him and what's going on with him. And so this podcast is, it really is surprisingly engaging. Like, you want to keep listening to it and figuring out like what's going on. And I don't know, bravo to the show. And I highly recommend it. And last, but certainly not least, we have our Tasty. And today, so I am doing something very unusual. In fact, this is so unusual that you should probably contact your mayor and have him proclaim this day, whatever day you're listening to this podcast, make this day like the most unusual day that's happened for a while, because I am actually recommending something that is somewhat healthy. I really can't help myself because I just love this food product. So there's a product called from Think Thin, which also has like shakes, which I think they're like dried powder that you put with like ice and stuff. But they have these bars, and they're high protein bars. And they have like 20 grams of protein, gluten-free, low GI, which I have no idea what that means. I could Google it, but I think I'd rather not. So I'm assuming it means it's somehow extra healthier since it's low GI. I mean, obviously, it has some GI in it, but it's low. It's low GI. I really have no idea what that means. So anyway, I am going to say that these bars are delicious. I have one every morning at work when I'm eating my yogurt. And then I have these protein bars, and they have, again, 20 grams of protein in them. The only flavor that I'm going to personally recommend is the creamy peanut butter. It's really the closest thing you're going to get to like the taste of a candy bar this side of being healthy. It really is good, I have to say. Keep in mind that it is a protein bar. You can get it at your grocery store, and they sell them in boxes of five, but a lot of grocery stores will also have open boxes of them, so you can just buy one at a time. So that would be a really good way just to kind of test them out and see if you like them. If you already are familiar with protein bars, I'm going to tell you that this is probably the most delicious of all the protein bars I've ever had. And that says a lot because I've tried a lot of different ones, and they're small. They're not, some of them, because, you know, they try to cram in more whey protein. They're huge and thick, And, you know, they don't taste very good, but these are not huge. They're a good size because they help you fill you up if you have something like yogurt to go with them. And they're delicious. So yay for me for picking something somewhat healthy. Well, that is it for today, mon amis. And I hope that you have a wonderful day. Go watch or listen to something fabulous. Eat a tasty treat. Think of me, and I'll see you next time. Arrivederci.